Be informed.
Be ready.
Pacific prepared.
After scaling back its resources following the surge of Fiji's second wave of COVID-19, the Republic of Fiji military forces is back in preparatory mode. This time, ready for the cyclone season. Predictions by the Fiji Meteorological Center in its 2021-2022 Tropical Cyclone Outlook released last month point to the likelihood of up to 3 severe tropical cyclones affecting Fiji. If past experiences are anything to go by, Fiji Met outlined that the cyclones will most likely pass Fiji through the western part of the group. The center also warned that the whole of Fiji should be equally prepared for increased chances of flooding during the cyclone season. Of course, preparation is key. So for the past 2 months, in parallel with its COVID-19 response, the RFMF has been proactive in its humanitarian assistance and disaster relief preparation. RFMF Acting Commander and Fiji Navy Chief Commodore Humphrey Tawake outlines what is involved in their preparation.
Having a look at some of the equipment that we have, that they are operational when it is needed during the cyclone season, having some pre-positioning of some of the assets that we have up to the north and to the western division. That is going to happen in the next couple of weeks before cyclone starts. So in terms of working with our government agencies, we've had, I think the minister responsible has had a meeting with all stakeholders in regards to cyclone preparedness. You know, these are things that needs to be established before a cyclone hits. So we are usually the first responders into any situation, as any cyclone or whatever the circumstances may be. So, but the RFMF is always there to support the people of Fiji and to support government in its effort to ensure that everyone is looked after and the properties and the infrastructures of government are protected.
Over the years, the lessons from the cyclones that have devastated parts of Fiji are many. From 2017, for instance, the frequency of these events increased on average to 3 cyclones per year. It was during this period when 3 superstorms affected Fiji: Tropical Cyclone Winston, and in 2020, Tropical Cyclone Harold and Tropical Cyclone Yasa. The focus now is not only on preparation, but also on adaptation.
I think first and foremost, you must know that the cyclone hitting us down this part of the globe is not getting any weaker and not getting any smaller in this group. So in a sense, it is for us to be prepared to encounter this cyclones when it comes. Having said that, it is about working with government in terms of adaptation and resilience, especially with the houses that we built, with the government infrastructures that is there, the bridges, the hospitals, they must be resilient to provide the necessary support for government when such cyclone hits. Unfortunately, in the past, some of these infrastructures have been not looked after. It has been in a very bad state, but that is something that we've learned, to quickly come up with sustainment issues, with sustainment funding and resources to ensure that these essential critical infrastructures are operational even during disasters, like hospitals, police stations, government stations, so schools that are usually used as shelters. So these are one of the lessons that we've learned as well for over the years that we've seen that this is another issue for government as well, because we support government and the funding for us to operate. But from a force level, I think the RFMF is well prepared now. So we are now transitioning now from COVID operations into HADR. So we see, as we scale down from the COVID operations, we are jumping straight into HADR. So it is quite a challenging task, but I'm optimistic that the RFMF will be able to do better with the limited resources it has.
But like any well-meaning and well-planned operation, challenges often arise.
Our engineers are usually at the forefront in terms of deployment. So We have some level of support that has been provided by Australians in terms of portable engineering equipment that we are able to respond to if a disaster strikes. These are mini chainsaws, electrical equipment that we are able to go to help the people that are out there. For us in the Navy here, the ships are operational now. We will be able to respond to assist to transport engineers or government officials where it is needed. But holistically, it is working with NDMO. The NDMO is a lead agency. We are there to support their policies and to support the whole of government approach towards NHS. But, you know, resources is usually a challenge. But as Fijians, you know, we sometimes improvise in the little that we have. But in the little that we have together, when resources are put together, the effect is even much more greater than what one would expect. That into the response and into the rehabilitation phase.
Having spent 30 years in the RFMF, Commodore Tawake has also observed how cyclone preparedness and response have evolved.
I think, one, the level of preparedness, disaster preparedness, that's one. Second, as I mentioned before, you know, these cyclones are not getting any weaker. They're all getting stronger. So we have to be prepared for that. And over the past years, the RFMF was not as much prepared now into disasters because we were not serious. But now, because of climate change and the stance of government towards climate change, adaptation, resilience, all this, this is very important for all of us. So that has come to the fore from any other issues, because the critical biggest challenge that we have is the impacts of even climate change. In a sense, comes first, and then cyclone is just an additional one that comes with the environmental changes that's happening globally. So for us, you know, I think the awareness across the RFMF is there. That's for one, which is very important, that we now know that given our roles within the Constitution that provides national security and the well-being of all Fijians, we have to be ready to be out there to protect citizens, to protect infrastructures, critical infrastructures, where we can. But I think that has been the major change. And the other one is the involvement of our partners, of our defense partners. You've seen for the last couple of seconds that we've had for the past 2-3 years, we've had New Zealand, Australia come in really heavily with all the equipment and support, with ships, resources, equipment, personnel, everything. So that didn't usually happen in the past, so that is a big change of the strategic commitments by our regional partners. And not only mentioning the regional partners, even far beyond the region, from India, from China, from the UK, European Union, it didn't used to happen the way it is to in the past. So this is a big change as well. And then for us to be interoperable in the way that we do things. So we understand their policies, they understand ours, and we understand their way of doing things, and they understand the way how we do things in Fiji. But having said, I think for the last 2-3 years in the cycles that we've had, even since Winston, that has dramatically improved. Because we've learned to work together. So prior to cyclones, there is an exercise, which is called Long Reach, that we prepare ourselves both for Fiji and our counterparts. Of course, technology. That's the fourth one that has come into play, into how we monitor and track the cyclones and the impact. So at least we know the path of the cyclone and what are the infrastructure, critical infrastructure that will be impacted. So it provides us a planning tool to forewarn people in that area and then tell them to move into safer zones. So,
expectations from the Fijian public are quite high where the RFMF are involved. Last year, in Yarrow Village on the island of Kia in the Northern Division, homes were wiped out during Tropical Cyclone Yasa. The intervention by at least 20 RFMF engineers to clean up and assist where they can helped villagers get back on their feet.
I think the expectations is there for the RMF to be there when it is needed. That is the first percent that they're doing. I think it is the partnership that we've had with villages and the communities that we go to in past responses that we've had. And building that trust that we have that we'll be able to. But again, for the RMF, it is for us to deliver that intent and the expectations of the public. That is the biggest challenge for us. And I know it is a challenge because of the bigger role, as I said, bigger role that we have under the Constitution. So the public's expectation is when they see RFML, they know that they will deliver what is the expectation. So that's a challenge for us because we are not, as I said, we can only do. We are limited in our resources, so probably, but we will always try and facilitate whatever we can. But that is the usual intention. That is the reaction that and the brief that has been given to the troops that respond to any disaster or any man-made or even natural disaster that happens.